Jingoes Ate My Baby. Here's Ken Colbert and Brandon Disney.
I have got to figure out these buttons better.
You know, for the rest of the show, let's just hit all the different buttons on the 360.
I like that cow better. It's the computer corner with Ken and Chad. Data Doctor's here. We're talking flash memory, flash drives, flash everything, and lots of resources at our website, datadoctors.com. Click on the radio show section, and you will see that. And had an email again, somebody asking about the backup system we were talking about earlier. If you want to learn more about that, datadoctors.com/datavault, all one word, no spaces, DATAVAULT for that full service, do everything, disaster recovery, backup, everything. It's all one system. Okay, so before we went to break, we were speaking with Chris on line five. There it is, Chris.
Hi.
And you had the disappearing address bar.
Right.
And this all happened after you took our advice and got off that rusty wire and got under the high-speed internet world, and now all kinds of stuff's happening.
Right.
Isn't that fun?
Wonderful.
Not. We were just talking off the air. If you right-click on your Internet Explorer, somewhere in the open area of the Internet Explorer...
They're all checked.
Okay. Is the lock the toolbars checked?
Yes.
Okay. Uncheck that for a second.
Okay.
Now, do you see...
They've all disappeared.
Oh,
what,
sweet.
What have all disappeared?
Okay, they're back. Okay. The whole thing disappeared.
Oh, your machine was probably just
refreshing. Yeah.
Okay.
Now, do you see these little dots kind of in a row? You'll have like a grayed out section that'll say links and address and...
Yes.
Okay, do you see anything that says address kind of grayed out?
Yes, address is grayed out, links is grayed out.
Okay. Click on where you see address that's grayed out. Click and hold the mouse button and drag that up to an empty space somewhere.
Yeah.
And then drop it and then let go. Does your address bar come back?
No.
Hmm.
It disappeared totally.
What do you mean it disappeared totally? That's not possible.
Is it still refreshing?
No. It is gone. It is just totally gone.
Actually, you probably dropped it somewhere you can't see it. It's probably in between some of this other stuff, because it can go any number of places.
Okay.
If you right-click again on your Internet Explorer...
Yeah, okay.
Does it show the address bar? You got a little check
it's
mark?
It's still clicked. It's
okay.
Still checked.
Uncheck it, and then do it again and check it back again and see if it comes back for you. It sounds like your machine has been infiltrated by bad guys. When you right-click, tell me exactly what all is in there. Standard bars, address
bars? Standard buttons, address bar, links, lock the toolbars, easy web print, and Cox pop-up locker.
Easy web print. Do you know how that got in there?
Yeah, that's always been in there because that has something to do with my Canon easy web print. That's my printer.
Okay. What I'm going to try to do is this is one of those things that's really boring for everybody else, but really
okay.
Important for you.
Yes.
I have a way I can jump into your machine over the internet so that I can actually see, and then I can probably get to the bottom of this really, really quick.
Okay.
So why don't you hang on?
Okay.
We'll try to do that after the show here. We'll try to jump in real quick.
That'd be wonderful.
I'm sure we can provide you with some relief here very, very quickly.
Thank you.
All right, hang tight.
The address bar is just hiding from her.
Yeah, this is one of those really simple if you're there and really difficult on the radio over the air because I don't get to control the mouse-ka. Let's see if we can help. Who was next here? Matt?
Yeah.
Matt, you have a question. You have a Mac or you're looking to buy a Mac or what's your question?
Well, I own a Mac and I took a job where I'm required to use some industry-specific proprietary Windows software.
So you have to come over to the dark side.
I've used Virtual PC before, and I really wasn't happy with it.
Sorry.
They'll never make me get rid of my Mac OS completely.
Of course not. Of course not. So what's the question?
Well, I'm curious, either if I buy Mac Intel, the new ones, can I install Windows on it, or can I install the new Mac OS for Intel on my PC laptop?
No and no.
Oh.
Yeah, I mean, that may change in the future, but at this point, there's no hardware support for even the Macintosh Intel systems.
Yeah, you're skipping over a little tiny piece of the equation. The Intel processor is made by Intel for both machines, but there's this whole other thing that really controls how that processor works called a motherboard and video card and memory and all that stuff. That's what's specific to the operating system. So until they actually make a dual-purpose machine, or until somebody creates some special piece of software that'll fool the operating system into thinking it's running something else. And I'm sure you're going to see a lot of that, but give it a little time before that's going to happen. If you have to come over to the dark side, keep it simple, Bubba. Don't get all this complicated stuff, and because you know what's going to happen? No one's going to be able to support you.
That's what I'm afraid of.
There's this thing that we say in the computer world, pioneers get arrows. And it's not the leading edge, it's the bleeding edge. So if you don't like to bleed and don't like arrows, I'd say just stick to the basics.
Alrighty.
Stick to something simple, all right?
Thank you.
Hey, good luck, buddy.
Bye-bye.
And welcome to the dark side.
Owning a PC isn't that horrendous.
Well, he'll learn. He'll see. He'll see. Let's see if we can sneak one more in here. We got David.
Hi, guys.
You've got an issue with you opened an email attachment?
Yeah, I accidentally opened an email with an attachment because that's a Hotmail account, and I didn't know that a little thing that looks like a paperclip means there's an attachment, and I opened it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. And it's been about 2 weeks since I opened that, and then all of a sudden my computer was on but not hooked up. I have high speed, but I unplug it when I'm not needing it.
Yes.
To clean stuff and stuff. And I had it off, and my Norton came up, and it's flashing red, and it said, you have some kind of virus or something. And so I tried to shut the computer down to, like, reboot it and then find the virus and get rid of it, and I had to physically shut the computer. I didn't want to shut off. Finally, the third time I hit the button, I shut it off or rebooted. I ran the Norton. It didn't find anything. I ran it again. I have Spyware Doctor, No Adware Registry Mechanic, and Spy Sweeper. And the Spy Sweeper caught something that it said severe and deleted it, but...
So are you back to working or not? What's going on?
Oh, yeah, it works fine. I just want to know if there's something hidden in there, like, you know, how you absolutely make sure and then get rid of it.
Well, you just never know because the bad guys got the upper hand on you at all times. Do you know what the file attachment was that you opened?
As far as it was a picture.
Or you thought it was?
No, it was.
It was a picture.
Yeah, it was.
All right, well, hang tight here because we're running out of time, and that's getting a little specific. But basically, you've done, for general purposes, you've done everything that you can do with today's tools. Unfortunately, the bad guys, if they figure out a way to round today's tools, there's nothing you can do. So that's why we say don't open file attachments, because now, generally speaking, if it was just truly a picture and the picture actually came up, you're probably okay. But they do have ways of getting around that now, and if you haven't completely protected yourself, it's going to get ugly. We thank all of you that participated. It's Ken Colburn, Chad Powell reminding you, if it ain't broke,
don't fix it.
See you next week.